This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of us are traveling for the July 4th holiday, and today may well be the busiest day of the long weekend holiday for airline travel. But there are more flight cancellations and delays this morning. The AP's Julie Walker has one traveler's story.
Flyer Tia Hudson, stuck at Newark Airport since Sunday, missed something very special.
I missed the wedding Sunday.
Whose wedding was it?
My mom.
Now she just wants to get home to Louisiana.
New Orleans or Dallas, Texas. I just want to get away from this airport. It's been since Sunday. And they lost my luggage.
Huge crowds, bad weather, inability of some airline crews to reach their scheduling offices, even a Delta jet that made a belly landing in Charlotte have all contributed to the mess. I'm Julie Walker.
The heat is unrelenting in the South. Temperatures forecast to hit 100 and higher in much of the Southeast. High humidity will make it feel like it's 115 degrees in some places. And millions of Americans will continue dealing with unhealthy air from those wildfires in Canada. The air in Washington, D.C. this morning is unhealthy, according to the EPA website, airnow.gov. NASA reports that smoke from the wildfires in Quebec has reached Europe. The nation's biggest banks have passed the Fed stress tests. The AP's Lisa Dwyer says it's not all good news, though.
The nation's 23 largest banks passed the Federal Reserve's so-called stress test this year, a sign that the nation's banking system remains resilient despite the recent banking crisis that led to the failure of three other banks. The results did show some relative weakness among the mid-sized banks and super regional banks, with some getting a passing grade with a smaller cushion than usual. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In France, the nation's Council of State says the country's soccer federation can ban headscarves in matches. This is AP News. The head of the upcoming Olympics in Paris says the Paris Games will be safe. The AP's Karen Shamas has this report.
Former Olympic canoeing star and the chief organizer of the Paris Games, Tony Estanguet, has told the Associated Press that the upcoming Olympics in the French capital will be strong on security.
L'endroit le plus sûr dans le monde.
I think the safest place in the world will be in Paris on the day of the opening ceremony. The AP interview with Estanguet comes after French anti-corruption police raided their bustling Olympic headquarters on the outskirts of Paris. Investigators are looking into suspicions of favoritism, conflicts of interest, and the misuse of some of the billions of dollars being sunk into the Paris Games. I'm Karen Chamas.
Here at home, a new AP poll finds that President Biden's overall approval rating is 41%. Only 34% approve of how he's handled the economy. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.